Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning. Can you believe it already? It's Monday morning, May the 1st. My goodness gracious. Wow. What a quick April. Hey, I'm Bob Flott. We're live and local again in the studio on this beautiful morning. What a great weekend. How about that temperature yesterday? I believe, let me see if I can get the weather sheet here. I believe Alamogordo, let's see. Oh, it's not down here. Maybe Mike has it, but yesterday we were supposed to hit 90 degrees for a high, and I don't know for sure if we got to 90 or not, but it was pretty darn close to 90. A lot of people out enjoying that first real taste of what's ahead for us. Well, this morning it's time now for our Chamber Chat program. Presented in cooperation with our Alamogordo Center of Commerce. On the telephone with me, again, a busy lady. We were just talking about all the things this past weekend and things coming up. We have the interim director of our Alamogordo Center of Commerce, Michelle Gill. Hey, Michelle, have you recouped from the weekend yet?
Yes, all is well.
Okay, good enough. I'll tell you what, Michelle. It kicked off this weekend with, so much going on. First of all, of course, we need an update from you on our good friend, G.B. Oliver.
Well, you know, G.B. is doing really well. I visited with you at Earth Day a little bit on Saturday and shared with you that one day last week, Jayla and I were in the office working away and the buzzer opened and the door dinged and GB just walked on through the door. And it was sure nice to see him. He came and caught up with us for a couple of hours and then headed back home. He's doing well, making great progress. Had a few doctor's appointments last week and everyone expects that he will make a full recovery. So this is just a great report, and it sure was wonderful to see him come through that office door.
And you know, we all are aware of this. GB is anxious to get back in the saddle again.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I don't think the word slow down is in his vocabulary. So, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, you know about that as well, young lady. Slow down, what is that? Two words that mean...
Well, exactly. Yeah. I don't think that any of us know what that means.
Right.
But what a great weekend.
Boy, it was, Michelle. You know, it kicked off with the fourth Friday night over here at the Jim Griggs Sports Complex. And we didn't make that. We were in here. But can you tell us a little bit about the fourth Fridays?
You know, I didn't make it to that one either. I think everybody knows I've really been battling with my allergies and... The wind was horrible on Friday. It did slow down, and I think that it ended up being a beautiful evening once, you know, the sun started to go down a little bit. And from pictures that I've seen posted by Bailey Orwell over at the city, it really was a fabulous event. And I think they have a great new home for Fourth Friday, and it seems like everybody is really enjoying being out there. Additional parking, safer for families to get back to the venue. You know, you're not having to dart across White Sands Boulevard with your family in tow. So I think that it was a great move, and from everything that I've seen, it looked like it was a great turnout, and I... look forward to next month, Fourth Friday.
We're all looking forward to that as well. Well, that kind of kicked off the busy weekend. Saturday, of course, we saw you. We spoke to you live on the air. We were at the Earth Day activities, you and Frank, and everything else. And the Earth Day was 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. this year. And Michelle, I was pleased with the crowd.
You know, it appeared that it was just a great crowd. There was so many of, you know, the booths that everyone looked forward to seeing at Earth Day set up. You know, the Native Plant Society was there. We had the Brackish Groundwater Treatment Plant folks were there. Just all of those great Earth Day booths that we've all become accustomed to seeing were there. And it did appear that there was really a great crowd. The setup was a little bit different this year, but I actually enjoyed it. It seems like it made it a little bit easier for people to navigate through the different, you know, nonprofit booths and even, you know, for-profit. It made a little bit, the flow was just better, I felt. And so it definitely was a great event, and there was a good crowd, and It just was a great time. The weather couldn't have been better on Saturday, and it was a great event. Everybody was out enjoying the park and the zoo, and the animals were out. They had a great display with the snakes and such down in the education center, and our little grandson even didn't mind holding one of those, and he's definitely braver than I am.
Yeah. And, you know, the vendors that were there seemed to be spread out a little bit more, and I think that's what you're referring to. The walk around space was a little bit better, and you could see the vendors.
Absolutely.
Easier.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it just made it easier to get up there and spend some time talking to people, and it definitely just made it easier to navigate through all of those great vendors and food trucks that were there to make sure you could get up in there and get what you needed and even have a great conversation. We had a great conversation with Jerry Lott, with Emmanuel Christian Academy, and you know, the way that it was set up, we didn't feel like we were rushed and we had to hurry and get out of the way to allow somebody else to get up there and visit as well. Just so many great nonprofits, and it just is a true reminder of how many things Alamogordo really does have to offer. Sometimes you have to get out there and look for those things, but they definitely are there.
Yeah, you know, I have on my cell phone, I have one of these health apps. I kind of try to watch my health pretty well, and one side of the apps is how much you walk, how many steps per day, or how many miles per day. And when you carry the cell phone on your side, in your side pocket or your belt, it measures those steps. And I ended up with, it's hard to believe, during a five-hour remote, but walking back and forth, talking to some of the different vendors, I walked 2.4 miles during that Earth Day fair, just back and forth. And I was really surprised at how those miles add up.
Yes, yes. And what a great opportunity to get out there and talk to everyone, and it just was a great day. So congratulations to the city of Alamogordo. I know their events department is going through some changes, and it appears that I believe Cassandra is who's doing that now, Cassandra May. And it appears that she just has jumped right in and is doing great things. So congratulations to her as well.
And then when we got done with the Earth Day Fair at 2 o'clock, people could head on over to Tularosa for the Tularosa Rotary Club's Wine Fest. And that was another big event.
That was a big event. You know, you're in the Alamogordo Rotary Club, and I'm in the White Sands Rotary Club, and we all just kind of come together and help each other out. And We didn't make it on Saturday, but we did go out yesterday afternoon. And in speaking with Veronica Hardison, who is the president of the Tularosa Club, she said that they just had a phenomenal turnout. And it was probably the busiest wine festival that they had had. You know, this was the first time that they were able to do that since COVID. And they tried to get it organized last year. It just couldn't get together. And I tell you, yesterday afternoon, we were out there after church, and people were having a great time. The grounds out there in Tularosa, where they have that wine festival, are just absolutely beautiful with the, you know, the courtyard back there behind the church. And they had some great wineries there. They had great music, good food trucks, and it just really was a good time. So congratulations to them. Those events are not easy to put on, and it takes a ton of volunteers and a lot of hours. So I know how hard they worked on that. And overall, Veronica said that she, you know, felt like that it was a great success, and that she would get numbers distributed, you know, about attendance and such, just as soon as she had a minute to catch up. And I can definitely understand that.
and pass those numbers along to us when you can, Michelle. So now let's go back to this Saturday again. Saturday Earth Day over at Tularosa Wine Festival, Saturday and Sunday. And then Saturday evening, if you didn't have enough activity in your life for Saturday, you could have gone to Holloman Air Force Base for the Holloman Spouses Organization. They had their big event there. And Michelle, we were talking about it before we went on the air. What a huge success for that. I got an email yesterday morning from Bridget DeVos, who is president of the organization, and they netted $20,005 for their Holloman Spouses Organization. Isn't that remarkable?
You know, it really is. And those ladies with the Spouses Organization just work so, so hard. They really have a lot of work that they do. I don't think that people understand the charity events that that was a charitable event, but I don't think that people realize how much money they donate to not only active duty spouses, but they do send some of that money that they raise back into the community of Alamogordo. And it was a great event. Frank and I were out there with Shayla and her husband. And I think we shared some numbers earlier, and I know that it was just a little bit over $20,000 that was raised. There were some beautiful items for silent auction. There was great items for their live auction. And Bridget and her team did a phenomenal job. It was out at Club Holloman. And if you would like to know more about what the Spouses Organization does and has to offer, they do have a really great Facebook page. I think a lot of people don't realize that the Spouses Organization also operate the Holloman Thrift Store. And they have a closet that they call it Cinderella's Closet. Oftentimes, there are big balls and such out at gala-type events out at Holloman. And they have a great selection of gowns where the spouses can come in and purchase or, you know, even just borrow a gown for that evening and then take it back so that somebody else can use it again. They do some great things. They give scholarships for spouses that are looking to continue their education. And Bridget shared with me that this last year they donated $2,500 of that money back to the community of Alamogordo. So it is a great organization. Like I said, those ladies put that event on. Again, this is, I believe, the first auction that they've been able to have post-COVID. And there was probably 100, 125 people out there. And it was really a great event. It was a lot of fun. It just shows the importance of bridging the gap between Holloman Air Force Base and the community of Alamogordo. They had some wonderful silent auction items, and I was able to walk away with some great earrings and a necklace that I had been eyeballing. So it was a great day. It was a good event.
Sounds good. So Frank made sure that you got what you wanted out there, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Michelle,
he's such a good sport.
What's that?
I said he's such a good sport.
There you go. That sounds good. Let's take a look at the Giving Heart and the Giving Hearts here in Alamogordo. Last weekend, we had the Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Otero County with their Bull-a-thon. And yes. According to Brenda Dorsey, who's the executive director there, the lady in charge, they netted, this is in real money, not in-kind donations.
Right.
Real money. They came in with just over $42,000 in real money for their cash register. That's remarkable if you think about that. And then look at Saturday night.
Yeah.
Look at Saturday night with the Holloman Spouses Organization, just over $20,000. And those two events right there brought in over $62,000 to benefit organizations within our community. I don't think our listeners sometime or the folks around Alamogordo, Otero County, understand how these benefits that are held by various organizations with that money flowing back into the betterment of our area community. That's a lot of money.
And absolutely, Bob, I would have to agree with you on that 100%. You know, you and I say it all the time that unless if you are truly plugged in like we are, sometimes you don't really understand the giving nature of our community, or you think that they're, you know, that maybe our community isn't giving and doesn't support each other or what have you, but this is one of the most giving communities that I know of. And, you know, there's a lot of other organizations that do things like this outside of Alamogordo. And our community is always able to raise great funds for these nonprofits. And I think oftentimes in higher numbers than, say, the Las Cruces community or the bigger areas. It's just the nature of this community, and it truly is what makes Alamogordo such a great place.
Well, yeah, you take a look at that. You're talking about other communities. Let's go to Las Cruces, for an example. Our Thrive in Southern New Mexico campaign the past year came in with over $500,000. That's over $500,000, surpassing other larger areas like Hobbs, Lovington, Las Cruces, and so many more because of the caring hearts we have in the Alamogordo area, Otero, Lincoln County area, contributing to Thrive.
Absolutely, yes, and what a phenomenal organization. So there really are great people here in this community. If you ever are feeling like, you know, there's just nothing to do and, you know, we don't have the best people that live here. And if you're ever feeling that way, just give Bob and I a call and we'll take you around for a weekend and show you a completely different life.
Yeah. What I say to him, hey, come on. chase me, follow my shadow. I'll show you what's going on around the area for sure. Well, Michelle, we covered the weekend, basically. Now we're not even into this week yet, but let's step into that if we can. We've got some chamber meetings coming up with the Alamogordo Center of Commerce. We've got the Business and Government Relations Committee meeting, and I'll let you talk about that in a moment. But before that, we have Main Gate coming up, and I've got it down for tomorrow.
Yes. The Main Gate United General Membership Meeting is always the first Tuesday of the month, and so that will be tomorrow, May 2nd, out at the 19th hole. And if anyone is interested in knowing what Main Gate United is about and what our the mission is, please join us tomorrow at noon out at the 19th hole. Come and have lunch with us. This is a membership organization, but you are welcome to come and join us and see if it's something that you'd like to do. And we'd be happy to see you.
Let's touch bases quickly, if we can, on the Business and Government Relations Committee meeting. That'll be next Tuesday. May the 9th, I believe that is. Bring us up to date.
Yes. The Business Impact Government Relations is probably one of my favorite meetings that the Center of Commerce has. We bring in different entities, nonprofits, for-profit, government agencies. We always hear from the White Sands National Park. We hear from Alamogordo Public Schools. We get a report from the City of Alamogordo. Otero County Health Council, the Brackish Groundwater Treatment Plant. You know, the list just goes on and on and on. And it really is a great opportunity to come and listen to those other businesses and see what they have going on, and also share with us what your organization has going on. You know, you referenced the Big Brothers, Big Sisters Bowl for Kids' Sake. They were really concerned because for the first time, the head office did not allow them to count in-kind donations towards their goal. And, you know, they wanted the full monetary value. And so they were not allowed to count those in-kind donations into their end number, and which is odd to me because, you know, it saves money whenever you get those in-kind donations because you're not having to pay that out. So it keeps that money in your coffers. But, you know, they shared that with us at that business impact meeting, and we were able to, you know, help get that word out, and they went on and were able to have a very successful event. So it's just information like that that comes out of those meetings that is important and that keeps, you know, everyone informed.
Yeah, you take a look at that, though, for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. That $42,000, a little more than that, was not including the in-kind contributions. That was the real, put this in your cash register and pay some bills money.
Absolutely. And I would be curious to see what the total is with the in-kind. I'm sure that it would probably increase by a good $7,000 to $10,000 because of the generosity of people like you and your radio station and many of the other nonprofits that, you know, might not be in the position to donate on a monetary basis. But the Alamogordo Center of Commerce as well, you know, we help with the marketing and the promotion of those events. And so I'm sure that if you were to add in those in-kind donations, that it would increase that number, like I said, by probably $7,000 to $10,000, if not more.
And if not more is correct, because I know that from talking with Brenda Dorsey, a couple of the in-kinds came in at $5,000 each, so that gets us to $10,000. Michelle, we're just about running out of time this morning, but I had a couple of people stop by when we were out at the Earth Day Fair, broadcasting live and local, and said, "Bob," they said, "Bob, you and Michelle haven't addressed the apartment complex that's supposedly planned for Alamogordo yet, and so can you bring us up to date on what's going on, Michelle Gill, with that apartment development?"
Sure. One of the things that GB did last week whenever he just came on in was he and I, along with Susan Payne and Jim Klump, we had a phone conference with the developer that will be bringing in the townhomes now. And we are excited that those will still be coming to town. Groundbreaking, we had hoped, would be sometime this summer. You know, things get held up, permits, state inspectors, groundwork. And so we do have a little bit of a delay with those, but I can assure everyone that there will be 126 townhomes built over on Moonglow Avenue. And we are now looking for the first part of 2024 for a groundbreaking. It will be about a 16-month project, and 126 townhomes that will range from one bedroom, one bath to two bedroom, two bath, and three bedroom, two bath. It will be a gated community. It will be complete with a park inside the community for residents, families, a picnic area, complete with sand volleyball. And, of course, they'll have a great clubhouse. And it's just going to be a beautiful facility. And we've all said, you know, once we could get this one out of the ground, we definitely feel like some other developers will come in and continue to provide the much needed housing for this area. And we still are very confident about that. You know, one of the biggest issues that we had was it's been over 20 years since we had an apartment complex built here in Alamogordo. So there was nothing to compare value to. And that really detoured a lot of developers. So once we can get this one up and, you know, people in it, it will definitely make it easier for other developers to come in and build. So it's going to be a great addition to the community. It's going to be a beautiful facility. We've seen the site plans, and it will be, I think originally we were hoping for 158 apartment units, and because of some cost and other, you know, bumps in the road, I mean, you're talking a $12 million project, and so it's not as easy as it sounds. So we will be getting 126 townhomes now, and we're hopeful that we'll be able to break ground around the 1st of January.
Michelle, we're almost out of time. One more thing, though. I don't want to forget about Downtown Nights Block Party put on by Alamogordo Main Street. The first one is coming up this Friday. Can you tell us just quickly a little bit about that?
Sure. Alamogordo Main Street actually has partnered up with the Center of Commerce on this event. And this is Ed McDonald's baby, really. He, of course, is on my board of directors. And in speaking with the businesses on downtown New York Avenue, you know, they're going to be undergoing some construction. And Ed started coming up with some ideas to funnel people down there. And so we will be having a downtown night that will start on this Friday, May the 5th. And it will be the first Friday of the month. And we've got a great DJ that will be down there. And it's going to be a great time. There'll be food trucks, no pop-up vendors, because we're really encouraging people to get in the shops and go visit those shops downtown on New York and see what they have to offer and give them some support before the Great Blocks project takes off.
Well, next Tuesday, May the 9th, a week from tomorrow, we have the special election coming up here in Alamogordo. General Obligation Bond, Mill Levy, SB number, I got to remember it. No, not number 9, and then House Bill number 33. Polls are open. This is a mail-in ballot only. If you have your ballot, haven't gotten it in the mail yet, or haven't dropped it off at the county clerk's office, you need to get that filled out, read it closely, check it out, and then make sure you get it into the county clerk's office by 7 p.m. next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, May the 9th. And I'm going to encourage our listeners, Michelle, this is very important for us. We know the damage that's happened at Chaparral School. We know some of the problems there and some of the other schools that are, you know, when grandmas and grandpas or going to Chaparral School, and some of the rooms still have the same stuff. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, that's not even good. You know, that's not good. So I'm going to encourage our listeners to support the special election for Alamogordo Public Schools coming up on May the 9th. Get that mail-in ballot taken care of. Please vote for the general obligation bond. Michelle?
Absolutely, and make sure that ballot is filled out correctly.
You bet.
And as you said, you know, it is mail-in only, and ballots have to be in by May 9th. No postmark on these. May 9th is the deadline, and just make sure that you follow those instructions on that mail-in ballot, and get those turned in.
Michelle Gill, you know, we really haven't covered everything going on.
No.
I've got a list here, and I'm going through the list and everything else and that, but we'll do it again. Hey, how about this next Monday morning at 7:30 once again?
Sounds like a plan, Bob. Thanks. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you very much, Michelle, for everything you do. We appreciate it. Bye.
Back at you. Thanks, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM, Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU, Ruidoso.